Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It's Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific. It's time for Insight. And if you're joining us from the East Coast, we pray that you'll be awake enough and enjoy this program. Reverend Roxy's not going to be with us again tonight, and I think what she might need to do is really sign off. She's not may not be able to join us. I think she's engaged in the politics of the system. If you understand politics, you know that sometimes there are certain restraints, and she's apparently, the message I received is that she may not be able to join us as our introductory host for the Insight Hour. So anyway, I'm going to lead it off tonight, and I thank you very much for joining us. Every Tuesday night, we come to you by the good graces of our supporters and our Creator. And so we usually give it up to the Creator. I'm going to give it up to the Creator right now. Heavenly Creator, thanks for this opportunity to bless humanity with your divinity through your word. I ask that you bless me fully, completely, with your powerful anointing, just like I wish and pray that you bless everyone listening with your powerful anointing so that we speak the truth, that our words become your words, our hearts are aligned with yours, and that our will is yours. Our way is directed by you. Praise you for directing the righteous, the right standing, standing in the musical, mathematical matrix of divinity to bless humanity as we are this evening in this Insight Hour. Let it be your insights that we administer, and that your word, your way, your will becomes paramount and very, very clear in not just this broadcast, but in our lives from now on, every day, for eternity. We praise you in Yeshua's blessed name. And so it is. Amen. Hey, welcome to the Insight Hour. We usually talk about various things, the worst of the worst news, the best of the best. And if you've been paying attention on this program, you know that there's some fabulous news that's coming out now with regard to what we're doing with Live H2O, the concert for the living water. I think I want you to know I'm working full time. We're looking for a lot of wonderful supporters. First of all, number one, your prayers. I'll get into this evening what the concert really is all about, so it'll give you some fuller measure of understanding of how this most urgent blessing is paramount in my heart, my mind, and my labors of love over the next 6.5 months to June 19th through 21st, 2009. I will be focused principally, entirely, on the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O. And I'll bring you some updates this evening about that. First of all, I want to also thank our sponsors, BBSRadio.com, Don Newsom, the Newsom family, Seth and Engineering, who every week for virtually no pay at all give their lives, give their energy, and give their money. They reach into their own pockets and put us on the air every week. So I want to thank those folks, and for the little amount of money that we're able to share with them, coming from the ministry and coming from the donations and the provisions that you provide us through Healthy World Store, I want to highly encourage you to go and be a satisfied customer and partaker of the wonderful provisions on www.healthyworldstore.com. That's healthyworldstore.com, and there are some wonderful new additions that I really should tell you about also this evening, because a lot of them have to do with the concerts of the living water, getting prepared, preparing our body temples, our Holy Spirit-filled temples that does all the healing the Holy Spirit does, operating through the living water, through water in your own body. 80% of your body is made up of this creative juice. Well, I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for giving us the opportunity to likewise be on the air. The contributions made by Healthy World Store come from your donations and your orders for books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment is what sustains us on BBS Radio and helps BBS Radio likewise bring wonderful, not just educational entertainment, but also absolute insight from various hosts. So if you get $2 that you can manage to swing every month, you can get access for all the wonderful archives from all the different broadcasts, including my friend and colleague who joins us after the Insight Hour, Don Newsom, who is the executive producer of Tetrahedron Records. We are evolutionizing the music industry right now with the 528 Love Harmony, and that is the core creative frequency of divinity. Now, you may not know anything about that, And that's something for you to go online to this great effort, www.liveh2o.org. Liveh2o.org. If you've been there recently, guess what? It's changed. It's dramatically changed. We've revamped the landing page completely, and it's all new as of Sunday. So 2 days ago, it became changed, and actually, as this broadcast goes, we're actually continuing to change it. We're uploading a whole new section for the information section, and it links also to www.love528.com. Love528.com. Turns out that 528 hertz frequency is the divinity's core creative frequency of love. Love, L-O-V-E, not evil, spelled backwards. L-O-V-E is this most uplifting frequency of divinity that is all about creativity. It's about vibing, going with the flow and the currency, not just about money, it's prosperity in all ways. There is no shortage of prosperity in all ways, whether it's prosperous in your social community and prospering your friends and neighbors and having wonderful relationships. That's a form of prospering socially. There's prospering mentally so that your mind is bright and clear and gives you great insights and thoughts. There's prospering emotionally so that you're filled with the joy of the Creator. That is the essence of the Creator's creative spirit. The motivation is for a joy that is created with love, in love, and as a result of loving outcomes, joy gets created. I don't need to tell you that. That is what you've experienced in your own lives. If you're of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and not an extraterrestrial alien, you know what it's like to feel warm-heartedness and love and joy. That is exactly what our Creator feels and felt by, number one, creating us, and number two, sustaining us and our entire universe. It's this creative joy. So that's an emotional prospering that takes place. There is a intuitive prospering available to you. Intuition, this capability to bring in all this divine direction at any time. It may be necessary to bring in this prospering of intuition when you least expect it. You may walk around a corner in a strange city and suddenly feel intuitively that it's not the right place for you to be. So that is a absolute protection mechanism, and it is a form of intuitive prospering. And as I mentioned, besides social prospering and having good friends and family bountiful around you, there is the concept of environmental prospering. Instead of degrading and degenerating our environment and our ecosystems, we want to sustain those and bring about permacultural sustainability, that everything we do, we are sowing seeds. We are either planting seeds of repair and sustaining this magnificent jewel gem of a planet, or we are degrading it, degenerating it, cursing it, and polluting it. And so that is a choice that we as human beings make. And part of the enslavement, which is the antithesis of prospering, you can't prosper in a cell. Whether that cell is a concentration camp or whether that cell is a planet Earth that is captivated by pollution and jet spraying of chemtrails that are poisonous, along with the biological and biochemical intoxications, you're enslaved to that. You know, that's not prospering in all ways. That's the antithesis. That's the degeneration and the ruin of this magnificent gem of a planet and this magnificent godly people, our brothers and sisters. So that to prosper fully environmentally as well is extremely important. We're killing ourselves if we're going to maintain this insanity, this lunacy and the hypocrisy of the political reality, the economic absurdity that has struck fear now into all Americans' mind, and in fact beyond America, people internationally now are under this manipulation, coercion, and enslavement that has been not just anticipated but fully directed. It is a plan, it is an agenda, this economic collapse, and the purpose has been, as we've articulated for years, not just on this hour of insight, but in various DVDs that we advanced through Healthy World Store, Tetrahedron Publishing Group. Get the DVD called In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. It's a $20 donation. It's by donation only. And you can get it through healthyworldstore.com or by calling this toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Ask for In Lies We Trust to have an opening of your intuition and your mental appreciation for the absurdity and the manipulation and coercion and enslavement of the people through the media, the propaganda, and how we are, through even Hollywood films, so manipulated into accepting this American dream that is a culture of lunacy and insanity and absurdity, consumerism. The whole word itself, consumption, used to be a disease. Con is a fraud. Sum, the sum total of this manipulation, is a fraud, a deadly fraud. And basically that's what the word means. So we've bought into the American dream. Consume, 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 instead of produce, produce, produce. And as a result, we're reaping what we have sown. So that's a little bit of insight. I want to tell you that the prospering in all ways goes on and on and on because of the number one most prospering creative element in the universe. And that element is really a combination of elements on the periodic table, hydrogen and oxygen, H2O, water, the living water. So I want to recommend that you facilitate by, number one, praying. I want to ask you sincerely from the bottom of my heart, because we've got some major choices to make and we've got some major moving and assimilating of and drawing in and magnetically attracting all of the resources, both personal and financial, for administering this greatest, most magnificent human service in Earth's history, the marriage between humanity and divinity. This is what the Bible prophecy has described and predicted. Read Isaiah, read the book of Revelation, read particularly Revelation 14:1 that talks about the gathering in the end times of 144,000 humble servants of the Creator that hold the Creator in their mind's eye, their pineal gland, the electromagnetic processing station that knows the true name. Name is a number, mathematics, alphanumerics. It's a frequency resonance held in the center of your forebrain, the pineal gland, the spiritual gyroscope, to orient us directly to the kingdom of heaven. That's what we're engaged in now. And we need to really focus and really give full faith and trust to the glory and the power in that frequency resonance of love that comes through this musical mathematical matrix that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. It's here. It's right now. And it's growing inside of you and I. If you've been paying any attention mostly to your heart, you know what I'm talking about is real. And that's what's now directing you more and more into this magnificent reality, which is a fulfillment of prophecy of our great Messiah, Yeshua, where he said, there will be a time that comes where you will be on this planet, but no longer of it. That time is now, where you and I can't conceive and believe of the lunacy and the hypocrisy and the political insanity and the economic absolute uncertainty that has taken place, bringing fear instead of faith. Gee whiz, it's a wake-up call for people to get straight with the Creator. And you know, it is the power of 528 to set everything straight. The power of love. The universal healer is love. You join love in a marriage with the universal solvent, water. Solvent. The word solve is in that word. The do, re, mi, fa, sol, the fifth note of the original musical scale. which we are now heralding since 1998 from the first revelations of this magnificent music in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Oh, how wonderful it was today when I connected with Jonathan Goldman, that brilliant, most loving and capable expert in sound healing, who has his own show and his wonderful offerings, book. He's got books, he's got DVDs on his websites. Do a search in Google on Jonathan Goldman. I had an opportunity to speak with him today, and he gave me a revelation that I had not had previously. And it was about the word apocalypse. It's seen in our cult, sure is negative. But in fact, when we do research on it, you find that it is really about this wedding ceremony that we're currently planning and administering and bringing to physical fruition, where it is currently already happened in the matrix. It is simply a fulfillment of destiny that we're administering to here. We need your support. Number one, we need your prayers. I've said that. So we ask you to pray that we receive all of the resources, human and otherwise, to administer the perfect marriage between love, the universal healer, and the universal solvent water in the concert for the living water, where there's only one more universal that we've got to bring into account and bring into this current sea, the flow of energy in the now. Current is now. Current is also the flow of water. The sea is not just this ocean, and it is absolutely the universal creative juice. So getting into the flow of the creative juice is what we're about as evolving humanity to touch and marry divinity through the living water. That shall be our destiny. That is what the concert for the living water is about. So you've got the universal solvent water. You have got the universal language, music. And then you've got the universal healer love. Bringing that together, you've got literally an opportunity to resonate the frequencies of humanity up to those of divinity. Bringing us in line with, in sync with, synchrony, harmony, instead of this foolish dissonance, into this heavenly realm that is right here, right now, the parallel realities that are right here, right now, the angelic realm. It is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It is not simply bread that feeds human beings. There is an energy, a spirit. In the beginning, go back and read Genesis 1, 1 and 2. You will see there was a creator, and at the same time there was a creator, there was the Holy Spirit. At the same time there was the creator and the Holy Spirit, there was the water. So it is the living creative juice. It is part of the triune God. And guess what? It's one-third of God, intimately connected to the Creator, intimately connected to the Holy Spirit that does all the healing in the love frequency vibration. And guess what your body is about 80% made of? Water! You know what that means? That revelation is the greatest truth that should and shall set you free. And if it doesn't free you from the enslavement of your egoic mind that has been simply educated into ignorance through the propaganda mechanisms, through the parents, teachers, peers, and unfortunately the mainstream media, more powerful than every one of those factors, educating us, traumatization into this manipulation we call the American way. You see, this is thinking beyond the box. This is in the Da Vinci drawing, and get Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the DVD called the Love Code DVD. It's a package that goes together through the Healthy World Store. And this week, matter of fact, I just opened the first box today. This box contained my latest DVD. It's a three-hour celebration called the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, where you'll get a full download measure of this magnificent understanding that I've been blessed to share, humbled to share, being in this position to bless humanity through these understandings and actually administer, serve the Creator in administering the gathering of the 144,000 in the end times that are, will sing, shall prophetically fulfill destiny and sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet and its people back to divinity. So this is absolute certainty. It's written in the book. It's written in the science. Boy, I'll tell you something. I'm so turned on by what we've been receiving. I just received something, folks. I just want to shift gears for a minute and tell you how blessed I am. Yeah, I definitely get the DVD called The Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration, and you'll be able to slow it down. You'll be able to stop it, think about it, turn it back on, review it, go over it, and let it sink in deep into your heart where it certainly deserves to reside in this magnificent realm of love divine. And you see, I've been so blessed. You know, one of the projects I had on my table today, besides working on the website and doing all this other wonderful things, meeting people, writing letters, and receiving wonderful inquiries from people who all want to support, number one, by prayer and any other donations, sponsorships, becoming patrons and benefactors of LiveH2O.org, the whole concert concept, the event. We're looking for sponsors of many kinds. One of the people that contacted me with something that is not of money, something that is not of even prayer, but it's more valuable, or certainly is equally valuable, as the most profoundly productive prayer. Because what this man revealed, and his name I'm going to share with you now, is Vic S. Howell. Vic S. Howell. You will not find anything about him if you do an internet search on him. He is a regular person. He just happens to have a genius for mathematics and an inquisitive nature about him. And he just happens to be completely engaged in the hobby of doing mathematical analysis of the pyramids. Interesting concept to begin to mathematically analyze. And he just happened to run into the fact that what we've been talking about with regard to 528 being the source channel, the absolute core creative music of divinity, blessing not just humanity, but the entire universe, creating it out of the creative juice, the water. Don't forget now, the creator is this essence that we can't even conceive of, so brilliant. Just think of this experiment that's unfolding here, accelerating the spiritual renaissance is to fulfill the prophecies that the prophets of old, as well as new, have shared with us in this magnificent unfolding. Besides the fact that what's taking place right now is a complete uplift and crystallization, manifestation of this divine frequency vibration that we call our reality. I'll say it again so you get that, because I want to bring it into what Vic has done here. The best definition of who you are, and really what this creative juice even is all about. It is consciousness pure. It is a prayer that you are. You're a manifestation of a divine frequency vibration that's meant in love to simply create joy and differential creation. You know, your life, think about it, your children's lives, every human being would be incomplete if we were not to be of some service to humanity, to other people, our friends and family. We would be very sourpusses if we didn't create things, whether it's a clean toilet or whether it's a spaceship. It is imperative to fulfill the value of being alive, to be of service of some significant way, small or large, doesn't matter. And so that the reality is that there is an outcome of the Creator's intention to create and differentiate, including differentiating himself, herself, into 80%, which is you, and 20% of the rest of it is the elements of the earth, the clay that was molded, which is essentially the minerals, energized minerals And H2O, the living water, is who you are and what you're made of. And so now, the best definition, bringing this all together, of who you really are, you are a digital, that's mathematical. Math, of course, is the fundamental language of the Creator. That means that you're created musically, mathematically, in this symphony that the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra is singing love songs to you right now to literally manifest you as well as everything else simultaneously. Imagine the power and the omnipotence of that king of the universe to be able to do that and to put together this experiment, this absolutely amazing universal experiment, and coordinated and conducted and still engage with the angels to administer it to fulfill the prophecies of his people. Gee whiz. So who you are is a musical, mathematical crystallization. You are a manifestation, crystallization, precipitation, like rain. Suddenly the water solidifies around a little speck, common nidus in the clouds. Could be a little electron, could be a little hydrogen donation. That suddenly a speck begins to gather water in the clouds. And I was watching some snow. We're up in northern Idaho, and there were some big snowflakes and little snowflakes, all different sizes of these precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of precipitation from the clouds. And that's essentially what you are. I know that's a strange thing to draw the parallel between a snowflake and you, but that is the truth. That's the reality. You are a digital, bio-holographic biology and holography, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And there's only 9 core creative frequencies by which everything, whether it's the snowflakes or whether it's you, are created. There's only 9 of them. We've published the first 6 of them, the first revelation of 3,000-year-old secreted information. Came out in 1998 with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And this apocalypse underlying meaning is associated with an uplift, a spiritual blessing, a spiritual union between humanity and divinity. So this whole concept, you're a digital bio-holographic, that's digital mathematical biology and holography. You know what a hologram is. You know how a hologram looks like. It's three-dimensional. And it's kind of like crystallizing. You know, it's precipitating before your eyes, manifesting. And this is a divine mathematical frequency vibration of light. That's what light is. Light is math. My voice right now that you're hearing is math. It's frequency, sound waves, the electromagnetic color and sound spectrum. All of it is math. The reason why it's all math, because that's the core creator's language. That's the creator's language, is the core creative frequencies, and there's only 9. And 528 is at the center of the 9. It's on the circle, but it's on the Da Vinci drawing, and I've decrypted Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawing in that book I recommended a few minutes ago, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the DVD, and then, again, certainly get the new Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration DVD, by calling this number, 888. It's worth it to get a pencil out, write it down, share it with others, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Or go online to healthyworldstore.com and you'll see it there. But you'll see probably on the Healthy World Store right now it says out of stock. We're going to change that. This week you'll see that change. That'll change to 500 in stock because they just came in the door today. So this is where you'll begin to fully embrace like a spoon feeding, this magnificent full measure of understanding, a full download of this information that you'll be able to resonate with and harmonize with and open your heart to, because it is the truth, the fullest measure of truth you've ever seen. And you know it is the truth that shall set us free. And you know it is the greatest secreted truths that have the capacity to emancipate you and I completely. So this is a complete emancipation. This proclamation and this emancipation proclamation for the divine uplift. This is an absolute magnificent time in which we're living, and we begin to understand that who we are is simply a subunit of our glorious Creator, sent down here to do some wonderful things in the image and the spirit of our Creator, to bless humanity with this divinity and this message of love. This is what we're about. Miracles are possible because, you see, if a snowflake manifests like you do through this frequency vibration, all we need now is to apply this knowledge. We have the knowledge. We have the frequencies. You're going to listen to, if you stay tuned to bbsradio.com in about 25 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, you'll listen to our friend and colleague, Don Nikoloff, who does Evident Footprints, the show that follows the Insight Hour, is hosted by Don Nikoloff, a brilliant fellow who's likewise got not just the Creator, but humanity fully at heart, all the time, eternally. He's vigilant in his service to humanity. And he also deals with, like I do, the worst of the worst news. What's manipulations and enslavements and the political systems that are engaged right now, and our politicians that we vote for, unfortunately, are given the only choices to vote for mental midgets. People who are not fully inspired by faith and trust in the Creator. They have a faith and trust in the economic systems and the payoffs. So Don Nikoloff has certainly this not just covered in his program and in his writings, but also he's got the great news. He's got 528 hertz frequency. I don't think that there's a person on this planet that knows more about 528 and how it can be used in music to uplift humanity than Don Nikoloff. And Don, if you're listening, you can chime in. You can join me anytime on this program. You know that. By the way, if you're listening, you want to raise a question or a concern, if you've got a concern for family health and issues, please give it to Dr. Len. I'll be happy to share it with you. That's what the Insight Hour is also about. I'll give you that toll-free number to call in and get on this line. I'll hear you call in, and Seth will alert me to you joining us at 877-876-5227. That's toll-free. 877-876-5227. If you have a question or comment. Well, getting back to this concept of blessing the waters, and this fellow who contributed royally, Vic Howell, he did the analysis and sent me this analysis that showed me how Phi, that is this amazing frequency, resonance, mathematics of all of the universal sacred geometry, comes out of Phi, and that when one seriously reviews the mathematics and the architecture and the geometry of the ancient pyramids, you will see absolutely that this whole concept of Phi is repeatedly advanced. And so what we're currently doing is bringing this to the attention of the people who are working with Live H2O and the technicians to be able to implement what is this basic fundamental understanding of how the Creator works mathematically to design everything universally, and that this subsequently will be able to use this, apply this knowledge, use it, apply it in the concert concept, everything that we do. It's all about the math. So here's a recommendation for you. I highly recommend you start to play with the Creator's math. What do I mean by that? Playing with it. Simply honor it. Use it. The Creator created it. The Creator uses it. Certainly the Creator would not have prohibited his loving children to not use what the Creator created to bless humanity and bless all of creation. So that's what I'm suggesting. And just like Vic Howell, who starts to play with the numbers and starts to get engaged, suddenly, mamma mia, his heart opens up. This intuitive insight starts to open up in him and direct him and guide him. And gee whiz, you should see what he's done. How magnificent it is to give us the absolute certain mathematical proof of what we're talking about with 528 hertz frequency, the love harmony, the manner in which the universe is created by absolute certainty. That's the law. The math dictates the law. The law, like the laws of physics, are based on mathematics. One and one is always two, unless you're a liar and a cheater. And then after two comes three, and after three comes four. There is a divine sequence in which those numbers are laid out, and that the divine sequence of the numbers, the creative language, is likewise laid out in all of nature. That's why all of snowflakes, when you look at them under a microscope, they're all composed of, ultimately, the six-sided hexagonal-shaped structure. That's the six-sided hexagonal-shaped structure of the Star of David. This, my friends, my brothers and sisters, is the key, a musical note, to the house of David in the end times, that is instrumental, instruments, music, in bringing about this transformation in consciousness, this opening up of the third eye and heart mind versus egoic fear-based mind, the left brain that's literally got to get back into balance. We've got to sedate that thing that the mainstream media plays to when they project pain, fear, loss, real or imagined, threats to survival. The anchor men, neuro-linguistic programming, anchor you to the trauma, anchor you to the egoic mind. They anchor you into the deception of fear, false evidence appearing real. It ain't there. You just think it is. As you think, so are you experiencing. So we've got a caller. Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. Who's calling?
Dr. Len, Don Nikoloff here.
Hey, brother. I don't know whether you were listening, but I was just talking about you.
Well, you asked me to call in if I was listening, so I did.
Oh, how wonderful. What a sweetheart you are. I know we have a date to get a telephone conversation, because I know you have as much as I have going on, and we've been so busy we haven't reached out and touched each other by phone, and we've got to do that, and we've got a lot of catching up to do. But welcome to the Inside Hour. What's on your heart, brother?
Thank you. Well, I responded to your email. Actually, I've had some computer trouble the last couple of days, so I've been totally offline and stuff, but I'm back in business, and got your messages about the special concert that we have next year. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, wonderful. Are you going to be able to, given your busy schedule, to take on the position of as musical talent coordinator for Live H2O?
Well,
I don't want to put you on the spot on the air, but
I sort of answered that in the email that we have to discuss it, because I want to do it justice. That's the main thing. You know, I have been swamped with research, and where, you know, the truth is being revealed. Let me say that. In more ways than one, and when that call is there, you sort of have to juggle things, as you well know.
I honestly don't even know how you do it, folks. Don Nikoloff is a constant researcher, constant writer, constantly is on the phone. Whenever I've tried to call him, his line is busy, and he does Evident Footprints coming up in about 20 minutes, five nights a week. Isn't that right, Don?
Five nights a week. That's right.
And so do you ever sleep?
Sometimes. During the show, I get a few nods. That's why I like having guests. No, I'm kidding.
That is so funny.
I'm just kidding. you know, I want to celebrate Reverend Roxy's appointment. She was assisting a local politician there in Hawaii, and she's been given a guess an internship, is it, or is she actually going to be an aide?
She's going to be a major administrator of most of the actual practical applications of administering the politics of councilwoman in the Big Island of Hawaii, in the largest, fastest growing district in the entire state of Hawaii. So I can well appreciate she's got certainly her hands full right now.
Yeah, well, that is fantastic news. There is a perfect example of, you know, how we can do something on the local level and affect a real positive change. I'm not talking about the kind of change that's been advertised over the past year and a half or 2 years. Just lots of warm thoughts and prayers go out to her, you know, from me.
Yeah, you know, let's do that. Let's say a prayer for Reverend Roxy. That would be a sweet thing to do. Heavenly Creator, thank you for my brother Don Nikoloff, who's joined us on the Inside Hour. Folks listening, I ask for your prayers, too. Let's give it out to Reverend Roxy. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for directing Reverend Roxy Hampton into the position right now that she has the capability now to make a big, big difference in the lives of a lot of Native Hawaiians. This is the most Native Hawaiian-rich portion remaining of the Hawaiian Islands, and certainly, Heavenly Creator, we have seen genocide against people of color. We've seen it of people of all different cultures, and we have seen it in Hawaii likewise. Reverend Roxy's in the position right now of being a champion for you. She's allied with your sister, with actually her sister, your great daughter. Emily Naoli is a great, firm, spirit-filled Christian believer in you and your son, Heavenly Creator. We ask for a blessing on the two of them, that they may administer your word, your will, your way, and have miracle after miracle after miracle come out of their office as the counsel for the councilwoman and the assistant for the councilwoman for the great state of Hawaii with the great people of Hawaii and this great big island of Hawaii in the greatest, biggest district of the biggest island of Hawaii. We ask that you bless these two sisters royally with your divinity so they can likewise bless all the people that have the opportunity then to enjoy this magnificent gem of paradise and giving the sustenance to the people, eliminating the threats and the endangerments. They work on issues such, Heavenly Creator, you know this. I'm just sharing this for everybody else in this prayer. That's all right. The reality is that they've got some heavy-duty issues. They've got the chemical companies such as Dow Chemical poisoning the orchards on this beautiful gem of paradise. They've got the Navy conducting sonar experiments off the coast, damaging the dolphins' ears as well as the whales, the most magnificent creatures besides human beings that are most amazingly advanced. They are so far more spiritually advanced than Heavenly Creator. Reverend Roxy Hampton right now, as well as Sister Emily Noel, are in a position to be able to do something about this. We ask for your angels of protection around them always, and we ask for them to be directed also intuitively to your divinity so that they articulate with certainty the truth, the word, the way, your will, always. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen.
Amen. Wow. The power.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
You know, having her there may make it easier for us to see if we can get a copy of Barack Obama's birth certificate. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that would be really nice. I don't think it exists. Do you?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, we would be sending her on a wild goose chase.
Yeah. I think she's got more. See, that, you know, it's, the game's going to be played out. I think you know that, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a spiritual game going on here, and then there is a physical game.
Mm-hmm.
And these little pawns, a Barack Obama, President of the United States, is really the most enslaved. People, you got to get that. Let me just share this with you, for example. I'll give you an example of how enslaved our president is and how enslaved all those, you know, politicians really are. And I pray that Reverend Roxy Hampton, you see that she can no longer join us in the Inside Hour because she's got to do other things that are very pressing. I was called, Don, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but Jermaine Jackson asked me to go to Africa one time, Michael Jackson's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he set up a meeting with the the president and the president's wife, they had a medical conference. I attended it, and I presented on the AIDS issue, and didn't surprise the local doctors there. They knew that AIDS is genocide. They knew that the American government had advanced it. But what was most stunning to me was as I lived in their palace, they lived on the third floor of their palace, which was a huge, huge complex. And from the first floor, you couldn't see it. From the second floor, you couldn't see it. You had to be on the third floor to see the ocean. Because everywhere you looked on the first floor, you were literally imprisoned by a 20-foot-high cement wall with barbed wire stretched across the top. That was their concentration camp.
My goodness.
Yep. That's the president and his wife and his royal family of Gabon. I stayed in their palace, and I said, my goodness, I'd rather be home in either Idaho or Hawaii, anywhere but here. I pity those poor people. They are so wealthy, Don. You know, they picked us up with a DC-10 jet, a private jet in Paris to fly us in after we got to Paris. And the princess queen went shopping, not just on the Champs-Élysées, but in New York. So their DC-10 was full of all the things that they bought. And they brought all of that wealth back into their concentration camp.
My goodness. You know, just to contemplate to have all that wealth and to have to live ultimately in that manner, is it worth it? You have to ask yourself.
It's an enslavement.
Yeah.
It's a trap. It's a false way of being.
Yes. Well, you know my feelings on that. I don't know if you've had much of a chance to hear my show the past 3 weeks. We've been discussing the concept of sovereignty and freedom and human responsibility. It's been, according to my listeners, the people that email me and tell me about the shows, they have said that it's been life-changing for them. So I'm grateful for that. Now, when we get them into the music and hearing 528 and being surrounded with that continuously, you're going to see a transformation of consciousness amongst all the people who are waking up to what's going on. That's just another step. And it's actually, I'm seeing it on a spiritual level, as you just described, these things that are going on spiritually. This is something that's going to counterbalance that in our reality. But we've got to get off of this program that's been set up for us, this matrix.
Get out of the negativity.
Yes.
Into the certainty of the frequency.
And I bring, you know, this research forward for the purpose of showing people the way things are, the way they have been craftily designed for us to accept as if it's a reality when in fact it's nothing but illusion. That's basically everything we're witnessing right now. Even the financial collapse is an illusion. And it's going to cause us to have to go into our heart centers and remember ourselves. This is really a thing about remembering. And the music, I can tell you, as much as I play in 528 or 417 and some of the other frequencies, depending on what particular song I'm playing or what style of music, what the purpose of the music is, I can tell you that it's a bummer to listen to the radio anymore, to listen to the music tuned to 440 hertz. It makes you feel heavier. It makes you feel like time is moving slowly and deliberately, and you feel constrained. You don't feel the freedom that you feel with these other frequencies. And
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to tell folks that who they're listening to, as I mentioned before, Don Nikoloff is probably the most knowledgeable person in 528 hertz frequency and engineering for music. And he is the executive producer of Tetrahedron Records. And Don, maybe what you can do is share a little bit about your production now. I understand that you have taken a 440 CD, one that a musical accomplishment, and transposed it. Can you tell us something about that?
Okay. There, in the digital domain, we can take the frequency that music is performed, and we can raise it or lower it to another pitch. And it depends really upon the software that you're using as to how much you can do that. But the difficult thing is with any kind of software or any kind of musical instrument is to tune it consistently and to have all the other instruments that are performing with it tuned to the same frequency. Drums, for instance, can be tuned to this frequency. Let's say if we take 528, which we know is the frequency of love, it causes all the harmonics to follow a pattern. Depending on the frequency itself, it will rotate or alternate from a number divisible by 3 or a number divisible by 6. Now, depending on which frequency we're using of the sacred frequencies, we can create series moving from 3 to 6 or 6 to 9 or 3 to 6 to 9, and the harmonics that are a result of those tones either clashing in a let's say in a desired fashion. In other words, what harmonics are the frequencies that are a result of tones having more than one bandwidth, let's say, or one single frequency. When you play a certain kind of instrument, a piano sounds like it does because it has harmonics. It uses 3 strings for the most part. Some of the bass strings are using 2 or 1 string. And so the harmonics have everything to do with the general characteristic of the instrument. And then when you're playing chords or you're adding multiple instruments, you have all these different frequencies that are capable because of each instrument's individual ability to produce harmonics. What is interesting with that is that when you are transposing the music, you can hear something happen in the voice also. I've been doing this transposition on Rosetta Stone's music. You introduced me to her music.
Right, I was going to mention that.
Yes, the more I hear her voice now, I'm hearing a different kind of sibilance, which is the emphasis on consonants like K or T or S within the music. And those sounds, as well as on her vowel sounds, is producing a harmonic that's very angelic. I don't know how else to describe it. It's taken the music and it's put it in a totally different dimension.
That's wonderful. Folks, we're talking about Rosetta Stone. She's going to be the first performer that Tetrahedron Records has actually produced a transposition of a previous album, and we hope to do that with the entire music industry and take over the entire music industry to do the same, so that we're vibing with divinity instead of the A440 frequency, which is a dumbed-down frequency that we're talking about. You know, I've got a couple things to share based on what you've just shared. If you take the vowels, A-E-I-O-U, and I spoke with Jonathan Goldman. I mentioned him earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who's contributed to Temple. So for online, we're going to gather at least 144,000 voices on June 21st, 2009, as the Love Water Experiment unfolds in Hawaii. We will be joined online by at least 144,000 people everywhere. There's going to be drummers drumming in Egypt. There'll be drummers drumming to 1.45 hertz frequency, which is the human heartbeat. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you know something about that. And that the resonant is going to go out to create a wave, virtually a standing wave, or actually harmonically syncing with the standing wave of the universe to send that out through the pyramids, the great pyramids that we're currently engaged in gathering the necessary resources. That's why I ask folks to pray for us. We're engaged in Egypt. We're engaged in Vancouver to establish, and in British Columbia, and in other places to bring about this resonance, and then that will facilitate this maximum frequency wave of love that is actually part of the vowel sounds. And here's the revelation, and I imagine you would know this as somebody who's studied music, but I've been taking singing lessons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd love to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, you know. And that's what we're really talking about. If everybody would really find their voices, at the center of their voices, when you're learning to harmonize in music and by vocalizing with anyone that's singing, you learn to harmonize with them by the vowels. You sing A-E-I-O-U, and if you, and that's consistent with every language on earth has those vowel sounds in it. And if you place those vowel sounds in a circle and you sing the circle, Yahweh, 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 you get Yahweh.
Yes.
And so what you're talking about when you're saying, you know, here we are now looking at a change. If you take music that was produced in A440, which is a dumbing down frequency, and you transpose it to 528, which is the core of love of the divine frequency, you're now experiencing a shift in actually the vowel sounds, and how fascinating that is.
Yes, yes. In fact, my description of this phenomenon is very interesting because it I see it as color, and the colors seem to be clearer. Now, we've talked about this on a past show, and I know we're running out of time here, but in essence, what's happening is the shift of the key to this frequency is an intonation of about a difference of, let's say, in the neighborhood of 20% of a semitone. So when we're moving from the note, let's say, C above middle C, we're actually moving slightly above that, but we're not even up to a quarter tone toward a C sharp. We're just slightly above that, but the clarity of the corresponding color is very dramatic.
Dramatic. Folks, it's like when you tune your radio just one-tenth of a hertz frequency off of the clear channel broadcast, you get static. That's what Don is talking about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, there is a counterculture out there, and I think it's worth mentioning just for a moment here. The European musicians have fought this as well. This concept of 440 hertz, and they have recorded many of the classical pieces in 432. 432 doubled or divided by 2 down to the lower octave or up to the higher octave always produces a 9. Now, that's the only frequency that does that, and it's rather constricting, I feel, in that sense. You can never move the color of the sound outside of what a 9 would give you on that particular note that you're playing and its relationship to the frequency 432. This is all related to those fundamental frequencies. The recurring question that comes up is, what key do I play in? Well, just like now, you play in any key if you're somewhat competent on your instrument. The music and the melody and the harmony gets inspired at the time of its creation, and you select a key. It's not really a thought out thing as much as it is intuitive. And what I notice that now some of the musicians who have been raised in this new 432 frequency are listening and paying attention to what we're doing, and they're considering moving to the sacred frequencies.
Beautiful. You know, I'm going to take this show and link to it from Live H2O. I think that this was an important show for people to listen to, and I really greatly appreciate you coming on and being a spontaneous guest. And I want to encourage people to stay tuned to BBS Radio. We've got about a minute left. And Don, I look forward to getting your email, reading it, and speaking with you again.
Okay. Same here.
Yeah, I love you, brother. Thanks so much for sharing and joining us.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Lynn. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, thanks, folks, for joining us. This brings us to the end of a wonderful Inside Hour. I hope that you enjoyed it. I certainly did. And I ask you to, again, please, contribute. Number one, prayers. We need a lot of prayer coverage, and we need a lot of absolute power, prayer power. This whole concept of 528, the power of love, power of prayer, power of 528 to set everything straight is real. And we're advancing it. We need your love, protection, and support. Financially, you can support us by being blessed yourself by going on to www.healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and ordering anything. Go through that catalog. There's actually a PDF file. You can download it. It's a beautiful full-color catalog of all the offerings. I'm sure there's something that you would like and greatly appreciate and can afford in the Healthy World Store. That will sustain us on VBS Radio. Thanks to Don Newsom, Newsom family. Thanks for Seth and Engineering. This is Dr. Len Horowitz signing off for another week of Insight. Bye for now.